The 9th annual Spencer LBGTQI Pride Festival will take place this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This year's theme is Color Our World with Pride. The festival is held by the Spencer Pride Group. Correspondent Kara Tolman spoke with the group's director, Judy Epp, for this WFHB community report.
Hello, I'm Kara Tolman for WFHB. Today we have Judy Epp. She is the secretary and director of Spencer Pride. Thank you so much for being with us today, Judy.
Thank you for having me, Kara.
So could you tell us a bit about how Spencer Pride was formed?
Certainly. Spencer Pride itself was formed in 2007. Previous to that, one of our community members had a need for a support organization, and we had none in our community. So actually what we started was a PFLAG, Parents, Friends, and Families of Lesbians and Gays. We felt like that would give us more legitimacy in the community than starting an actual Pride group, as well as giving us the resources that we could would be available to us with a national organization. We could get printed materials, we could get advice, etc. So we started a PFLAG in the beginning, but most of us were of the GLBT community. So we, one of our members suggested having a Pride Festival.
And how has the festival itself been perceived by Spencer?
It's really kind of an amazing thing how that acceptance has grown. In the beginning, really for the festival, we didn't get that much pushback, and I think part of that is because the community, the rural community there, is kind of a live and let live. They may not approve of us, they may not like what we're doing, but they don't necessarily take overt measures to stop us from doing what we're doing. That being said, we have had some issues. There was one back really early on. We joined the Chamber of Commerce. We're a corporation. We're a 501c3. We joined the Chamber of Commerce, and the director at the time let her religious beliefs interfere with her job and actively tried to sabotage us, wouldn't let our materials be in the office of the chamber, and tried to stop us from having certain events. But she was unsuccessful. She's no longer there. There were some churches. We were meeting in a church, Presbyterian church hall in Spencer. They've been very kind and welcoming to us since we started. And we were going to hold a film showing there on bullying in October for Gay History Month 1 year. And some of the other churches in the community banded together and tried to bully them into stopping us from being there, which was kind of ironic, show on bullying, but you're trying to bully the Presbyterians. But nevertheless, the Presbyterians has stood firm and on our behalf, and we had the film, and that has not happened again. 1 year, somebody threw nails in the street the morning of the festival, but again, interestingly enough, it was the police that were there to help us in Spencer. The town of Spencer police found the nails and picked them all up and told us about it. So it's really been more of a good experience than, like I say, we've had our challenges, which you would expect in a rural community. But the other thing that's so important and heartening about that rural community is when you have people come to you and say, I'm so glad you're here because my child needed this here. My child hasn't been accepted here, and it's important for my child to see that it's okay to be gay or lesbian or bi or trans or whatever that child is. Or even parents coming there who are the ones of our community for their children to see that we're okay as well. My wife and I are retired. We've been together 38 years. We see ourselves as an example, as well as our president, Jonathan, and his husband, and their two-year-old. So, and our other board members actually are straight allies. So we hopefully represent the wide array of our supporters in the community.
So members of Spencer Pride have participated in a video called It Gets Better. to share their stories with the LGBTQ community around the world. Could you give some background as to how the members got involved in this inspiring project?
I believe we were asked to participate in that. So yes, we're willing to do that anytime, any place, anywhere. We will do that. We've also done other things such as our local Walmart, actually, who is a one of our sponsors, asked us to come and do a panel for regional Walmart managers. And we talked about our stories and how corporations like Walmart can make a difference in our community by things as simple as when a man comes through your checkout with a baby, don't assume there's a wife at home. Look at your greeting cards and see, are you really buying greeting cards that work for the whole community, including our community? Do you have a gender neutral restroom? So we also get involved in things like that for the community.
And the recent RFRA Act has brought attention to the lack of legal protection in Indiana for discrimination against sexual orientation. Though some cities like Bloomington and Indianapolis have a citywide human rights law, Spencer does not. Have you seen any discrimination in action?
I have not seen any discrimination in Spencer. That doesn't mean it's not there. I'm unaware of any. I would love for us to initiate a human rights ordinance in Spencer. We're not really a city, we're a town, so we don't have a mayor. We have a town council, we have a town board, a city council, and hopefully maybe once we get over the festival, maybe some of our people would be able to start work on something like that. It's definitely something that's in the back of our minds that needs to be done, regardless of whether you think there's overt discrimination or not.
And one last question. At this year's festival, what kind of vendors will be there?
I know that we have at least 80 vendors that I'm aware of. The courthouse lawn is completely full, but we still have street space available for any of you out there that still wanted to come and be a vendor. We have a lot of retail vendors this year. Actually, the Democrats will be there signing up voters. And the Owen County Humane Society will be there. The UU Church will be there among the nonprofits. We also have a lot of food options this year. We've got cotton candy. We've got hot pretzels. We've got elephant ears, snow cones, just a vast array of food options. Reverend John Simon is going to be there to marry people. If anybody wants to get married at the festival, you must have your license. He can't get your license for you. You must first have gotten that from the court clerk. Bring your license to the festival and you can get married at the festival. We have an alpaca farm that's going to be at the festival this year, bringing alpacas. It is totally family friendly. We will have a slip and slide for the kids. And of course, our all day entertainment. We've just gotten tremendous support. It's going to be the best ever. So now we need the crowd. Bring a beach towel, bring a blanket, and spend the day.
That sounds incredible. And Judy, I want to thank you so much for being with us here today. And for WFHB, I'm Kara Tolman.
Admission to the festival is free. It will take place Saturday, June 6th, outside the Owen County Courthouse in Spencer. For more information about Spencer Pride, contact Judy at info@spencerpride.org.